This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin tomorrow. The session will continue till 21st of August. During the session, a total of 21 sittings of both the houses will take place. Ahead of the monsoon session, the government today held an all-party meeting to seek cooperation from opposition parties for smooth functioning of both the houses of parliament. Floor leaders of different political parties representing the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha attended the meeting. Union Minister and leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, chaired the meeting in which Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Ministers of State for Parliamentary Affairs Arjun Ram Meghwal and Dr. L. Murugan were also present. Later, talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said both the ruling side and opposition should work together with good coordination.
We are very open to discussion on important issues like Operation Sindoor, related to all the incidents right from the attack in the Pahalgam. These are issues of great national importance. Government is not shying away from discussion. The only thing I'm saying is we will discuss under certain rules, certain procedure, with a convention which is there before us.
Meanwhile, Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi has demanded Prime Minister Modi's statement on the floor of the House on Pahalgam terror attack, US President Trump's remarks and special intensive revision in Bihar. The News Services Division of Akashvani will bring you special discussions on the eve of the monsoon session of Parliament. The programs, Issues Before Parliament on Akashvani Rainbow and Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde on Akashvani Gold will be broadcast from 9:30 to 10 p.m. tonight. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has directed the formation of a multi-sectoral central team in view of the frequency and intensity of natural disasters in Himachal Pradesh. The central team will consist of experts from National Disaster Management Authority, Central Building Research Institute, Roorkee, Indian Institute of Tropical Meteorology in Pune, geologist and Indian Institute of Technology in Indore. The Home Ministry in a statement said that in the wake of flood, flash floods and landslides during southwest monsoon this year in different parts of Himachal Pradesh, central government has already deputed an inter-ministerial central team for on-the-spot first-hand assessment of the damages. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-nation visit to the United Kingdom, UK and Maldives from Wednesday. In the first leg, the Prime Minister will travel UK on 23rd of this month for a two-day visit. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold wide-ranging discussions with Prime Minister Keir Starmer on the entire gamut of India-UK bilateral relations. Mr. Modi is also expected to call on His Majesty King Charles III. Union Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarapu said that it would be unwise to jump to any conclusions based on the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau's preliminary report regarding the Ahmedabad plane crash. Making any comments until the final report comes out is not a good exercise. While inaugurating the 10 new commercial flights from Hindon Civil Terminal, Ghaziabad, the Union Minister slammed Western media and said that they may have a vested interest in the kind of articles they are trying to publish. He praised AAIB for decoding the black box in India itself. The 15-year-old girl who was set on fire by miscreants at Balanga in Puri, Odisha, has been admitted to All India Institute of Medical Science in New Delhi. The patient was airlifted from AIIMS Bhubaneswar to New Delhi this afternoon. In a statement, the AIIMS said the patient is currently admitted to the burn ICU in the burns and plastic surgery block. The hospital said that her condition is critical and she is on oxygen support and a team of doctors is closely monitoring her condition. India's strong performance continued at the FIDE Women's Chess World Cup today, with four players fighting in second game of quarterfinals at Batumi in Georgia, as India becomes first country to have four players, Grandmasters Konaru Hampi, D. Harika and R. Vaishali, and International Master Divya Deshmukh in last eight of the tournament. The players are looking to clinch spots in the semi-finals and qualification for the 2026 Women's Candidates Tournament. The three-day Youth Spiritual Summit in Varanasi, themed Drug-Free Youth for Developed India, concluded with the adoption of the Kashi Declaration. The resolution expressed commitment to a nationwide campaign for drug-free India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.